Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Koi Wala Podcast Show. Like I was saying on the YouTube channel, I've already started talking and I'm trying to get this in before it's time for me to go to work. No, it's 5 o'clock a.m. after the 4th of July, and I didn't do none of my talk shows, and I'm trying to get some in, but I just wanted to say, you know, hey, when I was saying on YouTube, I mean, I was just trying to be a good father, man. I was just trying to get my family back together and planning to do a lot of stuff with Donald, Ashley, Jessica, Michael, and Myra. And it'll probably be the last time I'll say those five names on this talk show. Because Michael really messed up. Yeah, I took my son to court. I took him to court. I went all the way with it. I went all the way to the judge. You know, and I didn't stop. I just wanted to do what I had to do, you know. Because what he did to Aunt Nancy, throw her furniture off her porch and all. Aunt Nancy didn't do nothing to her, to him. Aunt Nancy and Robert Landon, till they did them, they tried to help him. Help him with Jessica and all. And they lied. All they had to do is sit down with me and say, Dad, we helping Mom out too, okay? You help Jessica out, we helping Mom out as well. Jessica is seeing her son, and we just helping Mom out. We working on the little thing that happened with Jessica and all, but we just want to tell you that we seeing Mom. We want to go behind your back and see Mom, okay? We didn't want to sneak behind your back. We want to let you in. And I would have went with it, you know? I would say, okay, it's your mother, you know? It's your mother. It's all right with me, you know? But you didn't have to go throw on Nancy furniture off the porch. I mean, all they wanted to do is tell you to take a break. Come over to their house, have some fun, you know? Just have a little good time, you know? We already know that you drink. You know, you beat on your woman, Michael. And we all they wanted to do is give you a little break. We see what you was doing with your brothers and sisters. You know? And I know you're going to hear this. And I don't give a doggone you get mad or not. You can stay mad the rest of your life. Because that anger, that attitude is going to eat you up inside. You know, I had the same thing with my mom and dad. That act until I got on my knees and said, God, help me get this anger out. I love my dad and my mom and my stepfather to this day. You know, I love him because he took care of my brothers and sisters and my mom, my stepdad. And his name is Mr. Money. You know, some people, I don't care what people think about him, you know. He took care of my mom and my three siblings, you know. Not my siblings, but my what you call them? My brothers and sister. And he didn't have to do that, you know. Ed Money, that's his name, you know. He's a wonderful guy, man. He is. He's a wonderful guy, you know. Went to see him many times. I see why Mom fell in love with him. My dad, he did wrong, you know? He did wrong with her. Something happened before I was born, or after I was born. He didn't want to take care of responsibility, you know? I mean, he had four beautiful children who loved him, who wanted to be in his life, you know? But he didn't have nothing to do with us. The truth is the truth. But I still love the man. I love him to this day. because I love his family and all. You know, love Aunt Nancy and Aunt Diane and them more. But I gotta love my dad. You know, he brought me in this world. I love my mom more. You know, even though it took a long time to just to give her a hug and everything, and it took the passing away of my oldest brother just to go up there and give her a hug and say I love her, you know. And I'm trying my best to get a driver's license so I can go up there like twice a month, you know. Hey, I'm a slow reader. I'm a slow learner. I'm putting that out there. It is what it is. Nothing I can do about it, you know. That's the way it is, all right? Make fun of it. You can laugh about it. I don't care. I'm still living. I'm still healthy. I still got God's blessings, you know. And Michael, you got the same thing. Jessica, Maya, Ashley, Donald. Yeah, some of it come from me too, but most of it come from your mama. Because you can tell it come from your mom. Because she really slow. She's slow in a lot of things, you know. And I really pick a bad mother for you all, you know. I'm really terrible, sorry for that, you know. And she, one time, she was a really good person, you know. And, but, Michael, you didn't have to do what you did, you know. I mean, you didn't have to do what you did. It just really hurt me, man. It really hurt what you did, you know. And I just hope one day that we can fix this, okay? And I was just really forward for a lot of things to do with everybody. August, I was really looking for that photo that take with y'all guys. I was going to pay for that myself. Pay for that myself, you know. Out of my money. You know. And the thing only cost $1,600. And I was going to put money aside to do that. You know. Take a photograph right here in the house. They're going to put up. The guy was going to put up a green screen and everything. I'm going to put same mash clothes on. I mean, I had fun seeing all of y'all together again. All of y'all. You know? All of y'all. I had all of y'all. All five of y'all together. Mommy, my grandmother, and Candace was up in heaven so happy. They probably was jumping up and down in heaven when they saw us together. All five of us together. They were so, and I felt it. They were so happy. You know? But you had to go and mess it up, Michael. You didn't have to lie. You and Jessica didn't have to lie. All you had to do is tell me, say, we seeing mom. That's it. You know I would have went with y'all. You didn't have to come with me that bull crap that mom told me that you hit me when I was a kid. That was a lie. How can I hit you and you was already in foster care? You didn't even live with us in Forest Hill. We were living on Forest Hill Road. You did not live with us. We want you to come home. I wanted you to come home. You and Donald. You know? And same that I got to tell my audience this, because they the ones got together and prayed for the Whitlock family to get back together. Now I gotta tell them that I took you to court to get a petition against you, which I canceled because I didn't want to go on your record, because that's what the judge said. It would have went on your record, and you already on parole. It would went on your record permanently and all that. I didn't want that for you because I love you and I never would have hit you or hurt you.
But
I don't know what to do. If you hear, ever hear these, I don't know what to do, you know? And it hurt real bad, man. It really did. It hurt real bad. But you and Mom didn't hurt me. Y'all didn't put a dent in me. Or Jessica. Y'all didn't even put a dent in my past. Because I got 2 books published. Get ready to write another one. Got a YouTube channel. Got a talk show. And you ain't stopped me yet. Pay my own bills. Pay my own rent. No. And don't listen to your mother. Because Henry don't pay the rent. Richcroft don't pay the rent or the bills. I pay my own bills. I get gas electric in my name. Cable in my name. It's not in Richcroft's name. It's not because of them that I had this stuff. Because of me and God blessed me with this stuff. You know? Because the people who listen to my show praying for me. And they probably so good audience. They'll probably keep on praying that we will get back together. But hopefully they'll ask God to touch your heart and change your heart. Change your ways. Because you are doing something that you're not supposed to be doing. And I hope we all going to pray for you that God touch your heart and put you in another path. And on a good path. So one day, you will be a good person. You know, you won't lie like you do. You know, same way with your mother. Every day she wake up, it's time. She have a chance. I'm going to ask my audience to pray for your mother, your sister Jessica, Myra, and you. Because y'all need prayer. And ask them to help me love y'all from a distance. So I won't get hurt no more. That way, I still can be involved with your life, but from a distance. You know? There's people out there who will do it. Will listen to me and ask and do it. So I don't got that much time left because I still got to pay my bill, people. I still got to pay speaker and all. I didn't pay them for that, what you call them yet. But on the 7th, I will, and I'll have more time to talk and everything. I just want to get another show up and everything. I'm going to cut the YouTube channel. See y'all on the next Corey Whitlock podcast show. But I just wanted to get something up and have for the audience and let them know that I'm still doing this show. I still want y'all to pray for my family. Still want you to pray for my kids, but especially for Jessica and Michael. And God is a good God, and He'll find a way. He'll find a way to fix this. Believe me, He will. He will find a way to fix this. And I still believe that I'm a good dad. I'm a good father. And I still believe in my family. I'm not going to give up that. Never. And it's the God. It's the God that's a will. And that's a will. That's a way. And believe me, it's a lot of bad things go on my head, but I try to keep the good things in my head too, to fight the good things and ask God to fight the good things. But I gotta stop reading the Bible more too. I start getting more interested in more things of God like me. You know. So see you on the next Corey Whitlock podcast show. And it will be more longer. And goodbye.